and welcome to episode 150 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love the most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help you push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Donna, and this week I am joined by my fellow travel agents with Outlander, Sandy, Laura, and Elizabeth. And we're excited to welcome Outlander agent Robin to the show this week. Punta Cana is a popular resort area in the Dominican Republic known for its gorgeous beaches and fun resorts. And recently Robin was able to visit there, and she got to tour 10 resorts in 2 days.
Yay!
She was tired. We told you our trips are hard work. We're anxious to hear about all about them, so please, let's get started, Robin.
Okay, so we stayed at the Chic Resort. Chic Resort was nice, but it has a definite clientele. It was geared to, well, put it this way. In the club that they have, there are stripper poles.
Oh, okay. So a party atmosphere?
Yeah, sets the tone.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of, I would say the age range was probably early to mid-20s to maybe mid-30s, if even that. There was like two older couples that looked like they either booked it themselves or didn't have a travel agent to tell them, why that they were going to the wrong place. We had fun there though. I mean, there was a lot of people with a lot of tiny bathing suits. it was interesting. They had a foam party twice a week.
Laura, do you want to tell us what a foam party is now that you've learned?
It's where people get in the pool and they dump foam on it. It's really, really fun. It's just really a blast.
So, Robin, is that accurate? Is that pretty much what happens?
Yep. They have all these bubbles and they just keep putting them into the pool. And so there was a little bit of a wind. So every once in a while, when we were walking to the party, it had started already. And I'd see bubbles floating past me. It looked like little clouds.
So, like a bathtub for grown ups.
I know. I can't imagine I can't imagine what the cleanup is like for that every night. I mean, I have no idea how that happens. Maybe it's a soap.
Maybe it just dissolves.
It is soap. Okay. It is soap. And that's why they do it only twice a week.
Yeah. Mm. So do they drain the pool after? Did you notice? Do they have to like?
I'm sure they don't drain the pool.
They did not drain the pool. We were there hanging out at the pool afterwards.
Huh. I would imagine
that. Don't want to miss that foam party. You let us know because it's only twice a week.
I can't believe people are like falling down around
there.
A mermaid pool.
Mermaid pool. And so the pool, it's not a big pool, but part of it goes down and then there's a viewing area. So you can see everyone's bottoms. and they do a mermaid show once or twice a week. So they have girls as mermaids.
But if you're just swimming in that pool on a normal basis, people can walk by and see your bottom in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny because everything's amplified 10%, right? Yeah. In the water?
So we went in there like, the cameras were actually on you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, only the Diamond Club, which is their club level, only the Diamond Club members can use that pool during the day. But when they have the mermaid party, anybody can come to it.
So what you're saying is the mermaid pool is a benefit to Diamond Club members. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a prude or anything, but my bottom looks just fine without being magnified 10 times in a pool. I don't think we need a close-up, but okay, that's great.
That's good to know. I'm thinking like bachelorette party or like some kind of like, I would imagine that age range that you said.
Do you get to be a mermaid? Do they have a mermaid experience where you can like, they put on the fin? Okay. That's too bad. I would sign up for that.
The rooms were nice.
If there's a young couple in that mermaid pool and they're being touchy-feely, then everybody's watching that too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh yeah. Trust me, you saw enough of that around the pool.
Some things you can't unsee.
Yes. So I think we have a good idea of the ambiance of this place. So let's move to the Nickelodeon Resort, shall we? Transitioning right along.
180 degrees. Yeah, right? Nickelodeon was so fun. I mean, we were not there that long, and you just got the whole fun vibe. Mm-hmm. You got, you know, there are characters that go around. You have, they have one room that's shaped like a pineapple. It was just really cute. The restaurants were so well themed. There was one restaurant that just had all this eclectic stuff. It was supposed to be, you were in outer space, and it just really, their theming was really good.
So, I want to ask about this because I get asked this question all the time. Is it like Nickelodeon in your face? All I can see are turtles and SpongeBobs and green slime.
No. There are certain parts of the resort. When we were looking at the restaurants, you would have had no idea it was Nickelodeon. You could see it's a family resort because there were lots of kids, mm-hmm. but it was not in your space. SpongeBob and all the other characters. The rooms were very nice. They were not in your face, Nickelodeon either. They showed us a room and it had like a little SpongeBob pillow, or stuffed animal, but that was about it. Mm-hmm. It's definitely upscale family.
Mm-hmm. And this is part of the Charisma line of resorts, so they're known for their food.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah. I should say, too, they're building one in Riviera Maya.
Yes.
So.
But it's not there yet.
That'll be a little while, yeah.
And they have a water park.
Is that water park really easy to get to? Because I think sometimes you worry, is it across the street or is it, you know, is it?
It is across the street.
Okay.
They have, trams that go over there and bring you back and forth. There's another resort next door to it called Sensomar, but Sensomar is not for U.S. Residents. So it's still owned by, it's still a Charisma resort. So the water park is for Nickelodeon and Sensomar guests.
They don't market to the U.S. market.
You know what? That one, I'm not sure. They don't market to the U.S. market. You can't book it through a U.S. travel agent.
Yeah, it's for European clients.
There's some other hotels that are like that also.
Yeah, lots. Mm-hmm. So from there, I'd like to ask about memories because this is another part. This is another resort that has a water park. Yes.
Yes.
So
but memories not on the beach.
Oh, that might be why it's so much less expensive.
Yes. So memories and Royalton. Royalton is on the beach. Memories is behind it. There is a part of the beach for Royalton that is for memories guests only. So they can, I'm just looking through my notes. So, we went out of turn.
Sorry. I just skip around how I like.
Memories can use the Royalton Beach. There is a tram throughout, but there is an area and there's a water park for kids of all sizes versus the Nickelodeon water park is mainly kid focused. This water park is for adults and for kids.
So define kid, up to teen, or is it just younger kids at Nickelodeon?
When you say kids, I'd say probably, I mean, I don't know if my kids would have loved it. Maybe the Lazy River, but there's not really a lot of big slides and stuff.
And you have older teens, so.
Yeah.
So it sounds like maybe older 10 teens, or 12 would you be want to age. Do.
Yeah, I was thinking 10 or 12.
Yeah.
I would say if you have older teens, do Royalton or Memories.
So if you want to stay on the beach, you can stay at Royalton and still use the Memories water park?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, is that Royalton the one with the casino?
I have to check.
Sorry, Robin, we asked the tough questions.
That's okay. I mean, Chic had a casino, but it was tiny.
Right.
So Royalton can use all of Memory's facilities, but Memory's can't use all of Royalton's facilities.
Okay, cool. But Royalton...
there's a diamond...
But kids can stay at Royalton as well. They don't have to stay at Memory's. Okay.
And what kind of facilities were at Royalton that Memory's people couldn't use?
Memories has their own, like, their own side of the beach, their own snack bars, their own bars. Royalton is more expensive and a little nicer. So they have their own facilities, but people from Royalton can go use the restaurants at Memories. Memories cannot use the restaurants at Royalton.
Okay.
And then there's also Diamond Club, which is a club level at Royalton, and they have butler service and a lounge and their own swim-out pool with a snack bar. And Royalton has a conference area. So if you have guests that want to, you know, do a conference, this is a nice place to do it, because if you have families that, you know, people, if you want to have different price ranges, you could have some people at Royalton and some people at Memories for the conference part of it.
Sounds like you could do a wedding like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Awesome.
So then we went to.
Well, we skipped Excellence. Yeah. Get back to Excellence.
That's okay. Excellence was nice. Laura, I made a note to myself that the pool and the beach is handicapped accessible.
Is it zero entry?
Yes.
And then you can
your pools are zero entry.
And you can roll right out to the beach. You have a beach access as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Their basic rooms are junior suites, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
They also have junior suite swim ups. Only out of 12 restaurants, only two of them, none of them need reservations. I'm sorry, one of them has reservations, the teriyaki, just because the teriyaki tables, there's not a lot of them.
The teppanyaki?
Teppanyaki.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And let's see. Then we have Majestic. I really liked Majestic. We saw two out of the three resorts at Majestic. The Majestic Colonial is closed for refurbishment. They have the Majestic Elegance and the Majestic Mirage. One round of golf is included. Two of the out of the seven restaurants require reservations, but there are no exchange privileges between the three resorts.
There are none. Okay.
The only exceptions are wedding couples. So if you have somebody that wants to come to your wedding, they can come to your wedding, but they can't, you know, they can't keep going back and forth.
Okay.
So what are the key differences between Elegance and Mirage? Is it, you know, because most chains will have, like, here's our premium brand, here's our mid-level brand, and here's our bargain brand or our...
Value.
That's the word I'm looking for. Sorry. That's why I'm not working.
The Colonial, they told us about, the Colonial is family-focused. Elegance is high-end, and Majestic is nice but not as high-end as the Elegance.
Okay.
The only issue I had was that the swim-up suites weren't exactly swim-up. You had to, like, get out of the swim-up suites, go over a little bit of grass to get into your room.
Oh. So it's like a lazy river outside of your room, kind of?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The networking group that I'm part of up here, three of the guys just went to the Majestic. What's the next one down? Not the top level, but the next level.
The Majestic Mirage.
Yeah, and they loved it. They said that they've all been to all inclusives before. It was supposed to be two couples going, and one of the couples is married, and the other guy was dating someone, and they broke up, so he took another guy from the trip. And they all said it was the best trip they've ever had. And they're big scuba guys. And they said the scuba was incredible. They had no complaints. He goes, well, I do have one complaint. Mm-hmm. He said the pool closes at 6.
Oh, that's early.
That's really early.
And even their swim-up pool, like, closed at 6, and they had people, like, patrolling, and they tell them to get out of the pool, so they'd be real quiet. They'd be real quiet, and then they'd get back in the pool. That was his big complaint, is that all the pools close at 6.
Yeah, that's good.
But
that's
he
early.
Said it was
a cheek, you know, they close
at 6. Best vacation they've ever had, yeah.
A cheek.
Now, the Majestic Mirage is brand new. It opened in December.
Wow, that is new.
Yeah.
So, you said that at Chic, the pool closed at what time?
7.
Wow. For a party resort, it closes at 7?
So they want people dancing and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, they do something every night. They have a dance party, they have stuff in the club, or they have the mermaid. Hmm. Every night there's something different.
Do other all-inclusives keep their pool open later, you guys?
Well, it seems like the one I did, Charisma, they were up until like 9. But I know that some agents went out and just kind of sat in the pool and were really chill and talked and stuff, yeah. And they weren't bothered later, you know, so.
Yeah, I sat out by the pool at Fiesta Americana until kind of late, but I didn't get in the pool because I was there in November, so it was chilly. So I didn't want to get in the pool, so I don't know that I noticed whether or not people were in the, like, yeah. The fact that the pool was empty was not surprising.
Yeah, well, the only thing I could think to say to him is that I wonder if it has to do with kind of safety. You know, it's like the darker it gets, the less easy it is to see people, and people are more likely to be pretty imbibed.
Right.
And the two things just don't lead to the best experience all the way around. And for them to have staff there to staff it when, you know, there's so much liability.
I would guess it's more what Robin was saying too. They have other activities where they want to direct you, and because okay. I mean, 6 o'clock, the sun's still well in the sky in the summer, right? I mean, your friends were just there, right, Laura?
Yeah.
Then
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and Robin was too, and we're still in pretty much.
But I guess they are transitioning to like dinner time, and people dress up on those resorts at dinner time, and then if you go to a nightclub or something, you're kind of done swimming. You know, I could see that.
I do want to say I looked through my notes, and Majestic Elegance and the Majestic Mirage are both 5-star.
Okay.
Majestic Elegance, there are two words that they said to describe it were comfort and style. And Majestic Mirage was sophisticated and luxurious.
Oh. Okay. So elegant sounds even more casual than by those words. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I called my husband and said, I want to go back there to the elegance. That was one that I really wanted to go to.
Awesome.
What did you like about it, Robin?
It felt home. Mm-hmm. To some places you walk in and you feel like you don't want to touch anything because it's too luxurious.
Right.
You know, I feel like I just looked at the lobby and it just seemed comfortable. I could go sit there and read a book. I could see myself going and doing those things.
So you can see
versus
yourself
there
having
some
fun
resorts.
There.
You can picture yourself there.
That's how I picture myself at Hard Rock. So what did you think of Hard Rock?
Yeah, actually, Sandy would fit
so
in.
So big.
She would love Hard Rock. She'd be like, it's almost like Disney World. We have one of these
it's
in Pittsburgh.
It is very big.
They do have a Hard Rock restaurant.
I'm sure you
do. So there's no adult section at Hard Rock, but there is an adult pool. So the way Hard Rock is you have, I think it's like 4 extended buildings and then at the beach and then 4 extended buildings like before that. From the lobby to the beach is almost a mile.
Wow.
They have trams all over. Mm-hmm. One of the ladies who was with us had been there recently or, you know, a few months before. And she said, you know, it's hard to get around sometimes because there's so much. And then sometimes you're waiting for a tram and the tram is full.
Wow.
So the club level is close to the beach mm-hmm. and anything that's not club level is closer to the lobby. There's a lot of restaurants. But because they must have had some issues with people complaining about lines, they, outside of about three different restaurants, they had buffets.
Oh.
Just out in the open. It was a little tacky, but, I mean, it wasn't, people weren't waiting on long lines then.
You wouldn't starve to death waiting to get into your all-inclusive restaurant.
Wow. What I liked about it when I toured the one in Riviera, or no, I was not in Riviera, I was in Cancun, but was they had, like, special things every night that, or every day that were, like, you could go and learn to be in a band. You could play one of the instruments, and then you get to perform that night. Or you could be, like, the singer, or that, you know, like, they did all that cool stuff.
And they do have that there also.
Yeah, that's really cool.
They have phone parties there, too. That's where I first encountered them.
Do they also have, like, the resort in Orlando, do they have the events where they have real acts come in and you can kind of, in a small, intimate setting? Yes. Mm-hmm. But you have to pay extra for those. Those are not included in the all-inclusive. There are some, like, people that you might not have heard of that are included, but anybody that you've heard of, you're going to be paying extra for.
We like to call those people up and coming. You get to see them before they were cool.
You get to listen to bands that don't exist yet. Yeah.
I will say with all this sort of, you know, criticism of the resort, at the same time, it's got a very high customer satisfaction rating.
I think it's so cool. I like Hard Rock.
So, and even the one in Punta Cana is considered one of the best resorts in the Dominican Republic. And part of that, incidentally, is if you like to gamble, this is your quintessential casino. This is the one, you know, this is like the Bellagio of Punta Cana. So, yeah, if you want to gamble.
Casino was huge.
Yeah, this is where you want to go.
And rock stars really do stay there. They have these really awesome suites that are incredible that, are very expensive.
And golf is included. They have their own golf course.
Mm-hmm.
So, as opposed to some of the other resorts where they bring you someplace off property, they have their own golf. I mean, as you pull up to the resort, you see the golf course.
And they give,
so that's really nice.
They often have, especially when you book through a travel agent, they often have great resort credit benefits. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can end up getting a spa visit or two for
snorkel trip or something like that.
I had clients who stayed at the Excellence in Cancun, and they loved that they had, like, I think they were at the concierge level, or maybe it was just every room, but they had, like, a stocked fridge in their room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it not only had, like, top-shelf alcohol, but it had, like, juices and snacks and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that at this Excellence also?
Yes. All of the resorts we went to had the rooms had mini bars that were all included. Depending on what room category, depended on how nice of a selection you had.
Mm-hmm.
And even the room, like, I know when we went with the Sheik, there was actually an area that had bottles inverted that you could pull out and make a drink. And there was, you know, all sorts of mixers in the fridge. And a few of the resorts had that.
Do you remember anything about room service? Any of the resorts that had room service?
Some of them do. Some of them are included. Some of them are not. I have, you know, in my notes, I have a list. So if there's any specific ones, I can find out for you.
I think Excellence has that. I'm not sure about the others.
Well, and I think a lot of times it does vary with what level you are on too, as to how much. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't get it 24 hours unless you're butler level. You know, mm-hmm. it may be restricted hours or restricted menu, depends on the resort.
So. If you were going to take your kids with you, what resort would you go to?
I would go to Majestic.
Is Majestic family friendly? Or is it adult only?
Yes.
Okay.
They have the, I believe there's family at two of the three.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one we went to is Ryu. How do I?
I know. It's like you get from Hard Rock to Ryu.
It was a regular Ryu. It wasn't Ryu Palace. It could have been anywhere.
It's a value.
Yeah.
It's a value. It's It's for people who want to go to an all-inclusive and don't have a lot of money. They have, the rooms were very stark. They were bright white. I mean, like, you know, not an off-white, but bright white with like a teal blue comforter or a teal blue thing on the comforter. So that just pops when you walk in the rooms. There was nothing wrong with the rooms, but they weren't as fancy as some of the others. It was just a very simple room.
They're also not really known for their food. Mm-hmm. So if you're the type of person who doesn't care about that, you know, yeah, it is. It's more of a value product. It's definitely a get what you pay for kind of thing.
Yeah. And I know that the Ryu palaces I've heard are nicer. Mm-hmm. Again, I haven't been to one, so I can't really compare it, but I wasn't that impressed. I mean, when we walked, some of the resorts, they sell by rooms, not views. Mm-hmm. So this one is sold by the view, but an ocean view could be, you see the ocean, you know, all the way over there, but you're seeing it. You mm-hmm. might see it through, you know, a view of the island, mm-hmm. but so the ocean view is very...
It's not something confused with ocean front view where it's like you're right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I had a great time.
How was the food where you stayed?
We saw an Italian restaurant, and out of three people, none of us cared for our food. So it wasn't just me.
That was at the Ryu? We lost you for a second.
At Chic.
At Chic, okay.
At Chic. They have some specialty restaurants. We went to the Italian restaurant I went to with two other ladies that I was with, and nobody liked their food. So it wasn't just me. And when I say that, if you know me, you know, yeah. you understand that I'm a picky eater.
Robin is a super taster.
we had some issues with, understanding what I wanted. I mean, he actually had the bus boy that finally figured out because he spoke English.
Oh.
And they just, I wanted something without sauce and they brought it with sauce. And then I said, I didn't want sauce and they brought me more sauce. So there was some, the waiter really needed to, or I needed to know more Spanish or he needed to
yeah.
have a little more knowledge of some other languages, but it was, He everybody else seemed to know a decent amount of English except for that one person. So there was a restaurant there that we went to that was a lot of fun. It is a restaurant of the geared towards the senses. Elizabeth, I think you like the one, you went to something, one of the ships. One.
Yeah. On, Wonderland on, I was on the Harmony of the Seas I was actually on the Quantum when I experienced it. It's also on the Harmony and on the Anthem. So
this is a 7-course meal geared towards the senses, music, love, passion, sight, and sound. The music changed with every course. It is an upcharge. It was $75. Normally it's $75 per person. And if you want it with a wine pairing, it's $99. It really wasn't for somebody like me.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you eat there? Because that does not sound like you at all.
Not a whole heck of a lot.
No.
But it was a lot of fun. It was very interesting. There's no set menu. The chef decides what to make.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, they take things like seafood allergy, you know, any allergies into account. There were a few seafood allergies in our group. There was a gluten allergy. And they were able to, you know, feed them food that didn't get them sick. The piece de resistance was the dessert. It was so cool. There was so many different things to it. The main course was beef covered with chocolate.
Like,
okay.
Like cocoa chocolate. Powder or like?
No, like chocolate dripping over it.
All right.
Yeah, it was
different.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Did you try it?
I like beef and I like chocolate. It just not together.
Did you try it?
Yes, I did try that because that's something that I would eat and it was sweet and salty. I don't like together. But it was a fun night. The wait staff and the chef were great, and they were, I mean, they realized quickly that I wasn't eating a lot of stuff, and they kept offering me other options, which, you know, I thought was great. It was a fun night, and it can seat up to 12 or 14 people. It's just a small venue, but it's definitely, if you're going for something special, that's something nice to do.
Yeah, it sounds like a chef's table experience.
Sounds really cool.
And at Cheek, the beach is also wheelchair accessible there.
Oh, nice.
So
it's really nice.
What kind, did they go into any kind of excursions that are, that the Dominican Republic is really well known for besides beach activities?
No, they really didn't talk much about the excursions. There was a lady who was from the company that does excursions on, you know, on our tours, and she was like our tour guide. And she just said if we had anything to contact her. I do want to say that similar to last year, there has been a lot of seaweed issues at some of the beaches. Not, you know, some of the beaches aren't bad because every hotel now has a machine that takes the seaweed away, but some of them are better than others, and some of the beaches are bigger than others, so it takes longer.
It's something you can't predict or, yeah.
Correct.
It's like a set your expectations kind of thing, yeah.
I had clients who are actually, they're in Punta Cana right now, and a week ago they decided to check the reviews. And the reviews all were talking about this, the Sargassum. Is that pronounced right?
Sargassum, I think, is how you say
Sargassum.
It. Sargassum. But I might be wrong.
And I spoke with the hotel, and they said they have machines, but the problem is that their beach is not that big, so there's really nowhere to put it. Mm. So, I mean, they're having a good time. I've emailed them. But you have to take stuff like that into account when you're booking somewhat last minute. When you're booking far out, it's hard to know.
Yeah.
Some of the resorts have more of, their beach is more of a cove, and it's not as bad, but some of them were pretty bad.
When I was in Cancun and Riviera Maya back in the spring, doing charisma, they break it all up and they use it to compost for their greenhouses, which is really cool.
Oh, that's
funny. Yeah. So they, you know, kind of gets repurposed, I guess. But yeah, it is, it's one of those things you can't predict or, I mean, they try to deal with it. It's been for a couple of years now, it's been a thing.
The way I look at it, you're still in the Caribbean. I mean,
yeah. I know, I'd rather be in the pool anyway myself.
Yeah. See, and that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
I like to go to the beach in the evening and look at it and walk on it. But as long as there's a pool for me to hang out at, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Donna, I just thought I'd take this minute. You asked about excursions, and we have covered Punta Cana a couple other times. So I just did a quick search to find the old episodes, and 107 is one where we talked to my friend George, who had done a fam very similar to the one Robin went on. And he actually did do an excursion on that one that he talked about that he really enjoyed. And then before that, in episode 95, Lindsay actually went to the Dominican Republic with Fathom, and she talked a lot about some of the things that you could do there. So since Robin didn't have time to do it, we'll plug our previous episodes.
Yeah, go back
to Fly Away. Yes, exactly. And so George's is more about the resorts, and he actually, I think, lined up a lot with some of the things that Robin said, which is really interesting too. So even, you know, a year later, it's still, still pretty much a good summary. So, and then, and Lindsay focused a lot more on Fathom in particular. So a lot more of the giving back, sort of volunteerism, but,
which unfortunately Fathom is no longer around, but
the excursions are still available.
Yeah, the excursions are still available through like Carnival and Princess if they go to that Amber Cove. So.
Well, and Punta Cana it's not up and coming, but it seems to be more and more requested. I've had, you know, two or three requests of folks saying, you know, there's three or four couples and we're thinking we want to go someplace next, you know, early next spring. And we're thinking, like Punta Cana or something, you know, like that's the first thing that comes out of their mouth. So
Yeah.
It's good to kind of hear about where the resorts are and what their strengths are.
I would go back in an instant with my husband, with my friends, with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really liked it. And I'm so glad that I went because I sell enough of it that I needed to get there and check some of the resorts out.
Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. So to leave comments, visit us at OutlanderTravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/OutlanderPodcast. Or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. Huge thank you to Robin for joining us this week.
Yay!
And on behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Laura, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.